Congregants flocked to the Malheur Methodist Church back in the day. Constructed in 1921, the church is located on the corner of North 9th and H Streets in Fort Smith's historic Black District. The towering cream-colored brick English Revival building stands vacant now, windows boarded up, covered in thick vines. Years ago, when members could no longer maintain it, they sold the antique fixtures, including all the stained glass windows, to build a new, much smaller church. With a bid in hand to raise the structure, the City Planning Board decided, as a last-ditch effort in 2008, to list it as surplus property available for sale. That's when Monty Wilson showed up. He bid $1 to save the church. Wilson attended Malheur Church as a child. Today, he's vice president of clinical operations at Mercy Health Center in Fort Smith. He secured a tax-exempt foundation, then produced a fundraising DVD. His dream is to rehab the site into a state-of-the-art enrichment center for local school children.
This will be a major event in my lifetime because we're doing something that's going to better the lives of the upcoming students, our leaders of the future.
Problem is, Wilson and his project partner, Scott Hathaway, started to fundraise in the midst of an economic crash.
That has really had an impact on the project. But here recently, we've had a renewed interest from others in the community that's wanting to get involved in the process and see if we can't rejuvenate interest to get the project completed, or at least get the funding for it in order to be able to get the project done.
Monty Wilson says he's raised $200,000 plus in in-kind gifts and commitments so far. When the city tried to preserve the structure 10 years ago, former Fort Smith Mayor Ray Baker hired a local architecture firm to conduct a feasibility study on the 6,400-square-foot church. And estimated it would take at minimum $800,000 to renovate it into a community center. Today, the cost will be as much as $2 million. For now, the city still owns the property, which some consider a hazard. But despite rumors that the building might collapse, the city says the brick facade remains structurally sound. Brenda Andrews is a senior planner for the city of Fort Smith.
It was listed or included, I guess I should say, on the Historic Preservation Alliance, Arkansas 2010 list of Arkansas's most endangered historic places. And that's just to really put it on a list of those buildings that have some significant architecture but are in danger of being lost or demolished.
Since taking over the property, Monty Wilson has failed to meet certain deadlines, including the most recent one in January, so he requested a fresh one.
That's right. The latest is that the Fort Smith Board of Directors did recently, on February the 15th, approve another resolution. And what this resolution did was give Monty Wilson and Scott Hathaway an additional 90 days, which that would end May 16th of this year, 90 days to submit to the board a written plan and a timetable for their fundraising efforts. Right now, Mr. Wilson has indicated that the economy has been a big obstacle in his efforts to raise funds, and he has raised some funds, but needs many more dollars to undertake a renovation of this type. And he sincerely has a desire to continue this. It's just that the board here in Fort Smith wants to have a little bit more detail on what his efforts, his future efforts will be. And hopefully at the end of 90 days, he'll be able to supply a good written plan that would encourage the board to give him an additional extension to raise those funds.
The plan, the 90-day plan, was, you know, something that I had offered to the city because I know that they're wanting to make a decision about what to do with the structure. We know that the structure can be there another 10 years or it can be gone tomorrow, but I thought perhaps that with the, you know, things changing in the economic environment, hopefully, which we've seen some economists say is getting better and some say not so, it's not getting as better as we'd like for it to. But anyway, my idea is to stay persistent, to try to see what we can do to get people energized and wanting to give, because I think the idea, as we said before, you know, it's definitely trying to save the historical structure and keeping the history alive within Fort Smith, but also allowing us to be able to have a significant impact on the community with the programs that will be offered once it's completed.
Monty Wilson says he'll provide his new plan by May 16th at the latest. And if he raises the necessary funds to renovate the Malalou Methodist Church, the city of Fort Smith will deed the property to him for $1. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.